You know.
Apparently.
Yeah, allegedly.
That was just the
allegedly.
In today's fast-paced news world, who knows how accurate that story was.
Dude, especially with Conor McGregor.
What? Yeah.
Did you see the video?
But a lot of people said it's staged.
It's just to hype up his fight. Yeah, they say that with everything in UFC and boxing.
Yeah.
Anytime there's an altercation, they're like, this is probably staged, because they've done that before.
Yeah.
This the water bottle thing I saw, when him and Nate Diaz threw water bottles at each other, I was like, yeah, they could have set that up. But
this
dude,
this one's not. I don't think this one's staged.
Nah. I do love how Diaz came right out. I was like, yeah, fuck that dude. Yeah. McGregor's the man. I was like, yeah.
That's hilarious,
Nate Diaz, Nate Diaz tweeted out, and he was like, if you want to talk shit and slap and bully somebody's boy, and then somebody shows up and says, get the fuck out of the bus, and you don't even get out of the bus, you're a bitch.
Yeah,
and, then the next tweet was like, but I slapped the shit out of both these dudes, so I don't give a fuck. I was like, dude, Nate Diaz is the best.
That was the best thing about one of his boys. He'd be like, yo, bro, you should probably shouldn't take his side in public. And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm going to say I slapped the shit out of both of them. Good call. He was passing a vape off to his boy, like, good call, bro.
I follow him and McGregor on Instagram, and it's so funny the difference in lifestyles.
Oh, yeah.
McGregor and Diaz live. Diaz is at, like, local gyms, like high school gyms, watching his boys compete in like amateur jujitsu, like throwing up peace signs, like West Side till I die. Dude.
Is he like McGregor? Are they pretty much done and they're just doing?
No, I think McGregor's I think McGregor's gonna come back. He's gonna. I was saying this the other day. I'm like, remember Bieber fucking freaked out and had a bunch of bad shit, and then came back like magnificently.
I feel
like peed in buckets, said the fucking N-word on YouTube. Lest we forget, Bieber said the N-word, and then he was just not doing well, and then he just fucking came back triumphantly. In my head, I was like, I wonder if McGregor hired the same PR firm that Bieber had and just staging like
spiral. No.
Or is he just an Irish dude with $100 million? Yes. Like, I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, well, he's an athlete. There's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's also a lot harder to stage a magnificent comeback when you're fucking cage fighting. It's not just like, oh, I'm just going to get Diplo to make me cool music. It's like, no, you got to go fight Khabib. You got to go fight a fucking animal.
Well, dude, the thing is, I watched a documentary.
There's no athletes ever that have done a fake spiral.
That's true. I've watched the documentary, and the head trauma shit. I watched his documentary, so I like got real into Conor McGregor. I'm watching him. I'm like, oh, my God. And I feel like almost like connected to him. And I'm like, I wonder what he's up to now. And it was just like, boom, bust up a bus window. I was getting attacked by the Irish mafia. And I was just like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, he's nuts. He's wilding out.
My thing, though, with that glass, they were like, oh, the glass shattered. And it's like, do you ever break a car window?
Yeah.
It's safety glass, dude. It kind of falls. And unless it like you get hit with like 60 mile an hour, like a car going 60 mile an hour and breaking and hitting you, like. The glass from just getting hit with a hand truck, I wouldn't fucking, like, cut you up and shit.
I think it did cut that guy up.
They show pics?
I mean, he went to the hospital.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
I think they canceled a fight.
Yeah, it was the one guy was supposed to fight the next day.
Did they have pics of his injuries, though? Because I've gotten in multiple car accidents. I've broken that glass when I locked my keys in my car. I've shattered shit in car accidents. And that glass is just fucking rained on.
So you think this is an inside job?
I'm just saying.
Well, what are you saying?
I think they're hyping up. Dude, how are they going to overcome? He did that thing with Floyd Mayweather. That was huge publicity. It's like, well, how can we have the bigger one?
Well, it's not gonna
I don't know.
It's never going to be bigger than
That's
Mayweather.
A weird angle.
If they start fucking.
That's a weird
follow-up. Dude, that is such an easy thing to fix. It takes a tour bus. Tell one fighter to be like, hey, man, we're going to fucking get. Conor McGregor is the biggest thing in MMA. Who's this other guy? Habib?
Yeah.
No one knows about him.
Yeah, but.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It's
I go
possible,
to Wood with
dude.
All this stuff. Wood knows all when it comes to UFC stuff, and he was saying like it didn't. I think that was real, just because I don't think he would have canceled any kind of fight. And he was like the next day, and they said he got his face fucked up.
Are they going to fight now, though, McGregor and Habib?
Maybe, or maybe he's going to fight Mayweather. They've been saying Mayweather's training UFC.
Stop, oh dude. No, he's not.
There's a bunch of bullshit reports.
But yeah, that's.
He's
I know
he comes out like Rey Mysterio.
We'll see, dude. We'll see.
I don't think this one's conspiracy.
We'll see what happens. But it was funny. I was like genuinely upset. I was like, McGregor, no. You were doing so well in your documentary.
Apparently he's been cheating
on his wife.
Yeah, he's an animal.
He's been doing blow with the other girl.
He got caught doing blow?
There's pictures of it.
He's not going to be looking good for his next fight.
He's a fucking asshole.
True that.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What, dude, you want to tame Conor McGregor? Fuck that. This makes me like him even more.
I want to see him win, dude. I love when he wins. Did you see all the shit with him and 50 Cent?
When he loses,
you see the shit with him and 50 Cent?
What about
50 Cent was like, oh, fucking McGregor, he's a pussy. People, white people love McGregor. He's like, they all think they're McGregor. He thinks he's so cool, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's got to fuck up, like, cool black dudes to see, like, super cool Irish dudes. Because they are fucking cool. Yeah. And they're very similar, dude. To be like McGregor versus 50 Cent. Like, I'm the fucking best.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to chat 50 Cent's ass, dude.
I don't know, dude. If 50 Cent fights like he throws a baseball, McGregor will tune in.
Oh, McGregor would destroy. That's what McGregor said, like, I'll kick your ass. And he's like, yo, we got guns around here. It's like,
all right.
That's a good equalizer, though.
Guns? 50 Cent's like 280 pounds, dude. He's 50 huge.
Went into the octagon with an Uzi. He's just like, all right, let's do it.
50 was boxing for a while. Dude, I mean, obviously, he'd get destroyed.
50 got caught doing coke. Did you see the video of him doing coke? It's always like, man.
Can't say Ohio.
I don't think about it. I don't think Ohio's gonna, Ohio will get far, but
Ohio should be all right.
Yeah, they're going to have a small number. They're going to get beat by a bit larger number. People are going to be like, what?
Oh, okay.
They were fucking number two.
Yeah, you think it's going to be an upset.
They were number two. Number 14 beat them?
Yeah. What? I think the reason, do you know why it's called an upset? I believe the answer is.
Because a bunch of four-year-old dads freak out.
Yeah, your dads get upset.
Because the bookies?
No, upset was the name of a horse who shouldn't have won.
What?
A horse race.
Really?
Yeah. For real. I believe that's the answer.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Could be wrong.
That'd be funny to name a racing horse like Alcoholic Uncle Tears or something. Your uncle sucks.
Oh, I was watching McGregor last night.
What's he up to?
A little sports.
Wait, who's going to win?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, Bama. Bama's always.
I mean, I'm not going to say Bama.
Bama that's, and Clemson.
Yeah, I mean, Bama and that's Clemson too easy. I like Clemson's coach.
Dabo.
I love Dabo.
Dabo Sweeney.
He loves God.
He does love God. Yeah. I mean, how awesome is?
I love that he loves God so
much.
How
awesome is God?
I'm going to pick a. Can I just pick a general region? I'm going to pick a California school.
Okay.
That's going to win.
Wrong.
Okay. So what happened with Conor McGregor?
Nothing. He punched that geezer in the head.
Right.
And then he was on SportsCenter last night for like a half
defending
hour.
Defending his.
Dude, he is so funny. He was just saying? Just talking. He's like, I love the game. I love the fight game. It's in me blood. I've got my other games. I've got my other. I'm saying the whiskeys and all that.
Is that why he was defending punching an old man? Be like, I was in the fight game. Yeah, dude, I thought I was in the whiskey game. Like, I was in the fight game.
I'm here for redemption, respect, and I will have all of that soon. It was crazy, dude. He is out of his fucking
good
mind.
I think he punched someone and didn't get like a Me Too. Be like, I will have respect.
I know.
Just wait. I'm going to fight someone. You'll forget all about it.
Punched an old man in the face. In the side of the head.
I'd be sick if he did that just to get redemption to hype up his fight. You know I need redemption from punching a geezer.
He was calling out Khabib a little
bit.
What? Yeah, he was talking about how much he loved Nate Diaz, which I like that.
That's
pretty
tight.
Love the respect there. I wonder how Nate would feel about it.
Dude, I want to see. Hopefully, like, this is like a big Rocky thing where instead of like punching, like hanging, freezing meat, he should be in retiring home, just beating the fuck out of old people.
Bars in Dublin, just sucker punching geezers. You don't like my whiskey, you son of a bitch. Dude, I'd love to hear what that geezer said to him to get socked.
But your whiskey sucks, you pussy. Like, where was it? Was he in Ireland?
He was in Dublin, I think.
Yeah, dude, they're like, your whiskey's a fucking piss anyway. Fuck off.
Yeah, dude,
you got your ass beat by that fucking Indian guy in there. Probably. He's probably like, oh, fuck you, motherfuckers. I love the game.
I love the fight game. The fight game's in me blood.
Is that even a crime to punch an old man in a bar in Ireland?
You cannot.
The judge's like, well, what did he do? And he's like, he disrespected me whiskey.
Disrespected someone's whiskey in Dublin. Seems like the ultimate, that's the ultimate crime.
Crime of passion, dude.
That's standing your ground.
That's a crime of passion.
Absolutely.
He's like, wait, it's a crime of passion. I don't see nothing wrong.
Crime. Crime of passion. Punched him in the head. He said my whiskey was no good. Yeah. This is such a funny tape, too. Have you seen the clip?
No.
So funny. The geezer is literally facing the bar. Like, he's sitting on the bar. Connor's, like, to his left. Just socks. Throws a jab to the side of the guy's head. And the guy just, like, eats it and keeps sitting there. Like, his arms don't move. His arms stay on the bar. He just swallows the jab.
It probably happens to him every day.
He just catches jabs. That's like they're like, you know at the bars in America, we have the punching machine to gauge how hard you punch.
He got a 2,500 on an old guy's head.
They just have a shit-talking old dude.
Did you ever see someone hit that and like totally fucking just suck?
I've never punched one of those. I can't.
I refuse, man.
I
refuse.
I cannot have an actual number presented as to how big of a pussy I am.
I did it once and I slapped it, and everyone was like, come on, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
I just came up and was like, whack.
Yeah, he stocked and slapped.
Slapped it up.
That's
an idea. Yeah, exactly. I think I hit it one time. I hit it like six times before it folded back up. I was like, pop, 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 pop.
That's
exactly. I hit it with a combo. I think I threw a kick in there too. Folded up.
Oh man!
Yeah, I uppercutted it and it broke. No, I was for real. I was in a bar and I did Iger uppercut the punch machine. It broke and they're like, "All right, dude, you haven't really seen him since."
What
I was since I've Iger uppercutted him, I fucking did a 360 spiral uppercut. Popped it. Damn, dude.
How wet do chicks get watching dudes do that at the bar?
Oh my god. It's crazy. The dude who gets high scores are definitely more likely to beat their girlfriends.
Absolutely.
So if you get like a 25, a chick should be shaking. If some dude goes in like solid connection, rocks that thing, no problem. It's like he'll probably beat you.
Especially because probably when they got to the bar, he was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Get a couple shots at some fireball. Get a shot of fireball. You're like, well, I'm going to set the record right now. I have the strongest punch of all my friends. Watch this, babe. Behold your future.
Yeah, they should take that game out.
Yeah.
They already have. A little golden tee, dude. Let them spin the wheel. Yeah, golden tee. Put some touch on it,
dude. It's a gentleman's game.
Yeah.
Although those dudes fucking rock those. You ever see dudes
play
that?
I've seen people play hard. That's a good indicator of like AA. If you get like if, as soon as you score 100,000 on golden tee, big congratulations. Here's your local lodge, dude. Here's your token. You fucking alcoholic, get out of here.
Everyone at AA just has the three initials. Hi, I'm JKR.
Hi, JKR. I'm JKR from Petty O'Rooney's down on Westchester Pike. You probably see my top three on Golden Tee. Like, damn, dude.
You're JKR? Damn. My boys love Golden Tee back home.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Shout out Dupes. Shout out Wes.
What I'm going to do is like a scientific study of like Golden Tee scores to like liver cells. And like, there's definitely a connection, there's a positive correlation.
Man, that's really funny.
Thanks, bro.
As soon as you get it, dude, if you hit a hole in one on golden tee, they just give you directions to the church.
Dude, speaking of wonky research, there was a
he's probably watching golf. He's probably fell asleep. Woke up like,
probably right before he went there, he probably woke up from a cum nap and like went right to laser tag. He was like, God damn it.
All right, Shane. All right.
That must be like a two-monther.
Knock it off. Then he went to the Elks afterwards and got fucking shit-faced. And then came home and there was UFC on last night. And I broke down my rules for betting on UFC. Because my dad was drunk enough that we bet on UFC last night, mm-hmm. which is fun as fuck.
Oh, it must be so
betting
much fun.
On UFC is like the most fun shit in the world. And no, he was, bet on McGregor.
I did it with Beezer too one time.
It's fun as fuck. So when you have money on the fighter, it's great. But I broke down the rules to him. I was like, look, if it's a black guy versus a white guy, you go with the black guy. If it's a white guy versus an Asian, you go with the white guy. Here's the tricky one. Asian versus black. Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They trick them.
Really? So that's why you're going.
So then.
How'd it hold up?
We 3-for-3. And then with women's fight, it's just whoever's uglier.
Yeah. True.
Guaranteed money every time.
That's actually a good that's a good system.
Went 3-for-3 last night. Black dude pounded a Norwegian. Hot chick broke her arm in the first round. Like right away, this hot chick. She was fighting some lesbian from Australia.
Good luck.
With face tattoos. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then the final fight was a Asian versus a white dude. White dude just fucking housed him.
And you think Asian dudes will beat up black dudes?
Yeah, they'll trick you in UFC.
I can see that.
They rarely get to fight, but when they do, the Asians.
That's true.
Oh.
I think a lot of the black fighters have a lot of respect. A lot of like Wu-Tang based respect,
for
the Asian fighters.
All right, so that was my weekend. How about you?
This
thing, and it hits a power line while they're carrying it, and all four of them are fucking stuck to it because the electricity. No, they're all just up on dead. It,
yeah.
Like.
Oh, they died?
Yeah, all fucking...
When you work with someone
scary.
With electric, you're supposed to have someone with a piece of wood, like a 2x4 on you. Because then if they get hung up, you can just nudge them with a piece of wood, or you hit them on the head and knock them out, and then they let go.
Whoa!
Yeah, that way the wood doesn't travel and get you. You're supposed to keep a 2x4. I used to work with people, and I was just a helper, so I had to hold a 2x4.
Knock someone the fuck out.
Just pop them on the head or just push them off of it. Because it won't travel through the woods.
Can you imagine having to like knock somebody out to save their life?
Yeah, dude. Crack them in the head, dude.
Speaking of knockouts, how about the fucking King Lad? Did you see that?
No, I missed that. What happened?
Fat lad knocked out Joshua.
What?
He's just, dude, what a fight. The heavyweight champ is now a fucking king lad.
What?
He lords over us.
Oh, dude.
I saw something about
that's
him on Twitter.
Glorious,
it's so fun.
Dude,
wait till you see this guy. He's like sloppy fat.
I mean, dude.
And he fought Joshua, who's like sculpted.
Just like a fucking
jacked black dude.
And Lad took him down.
Lad went to town.
I mean, if
him.
I could choose to be reincarnated into any body in life, it would be a Lad returning to Mexico after winning the belt. That's
King
like,
Lad? Not even. Yeah, but we're talking Mexican heavyweight. God, I don't think they've ever.
Damn,
do they even
dude.
Have those?
No.
There are no Mexican heavyweights.
Nah, dude.
This guy is the king heavyweight, dude.
God, this must have been like fucking. Whatchamacallit?
This is like El Rocky, dude.
No, this is like the reincarnated king of like the Aztecs.
It really is.
It's like Queso. This is like Quetzalcoatl return, dude, in Mexico.
It really is. He's got like a skinny neck too, which is hilarious. He looks like a normal fat dude.
And he just fucked
he's
this
awesome.
Guy up.
And then when
was like
Joshua,
a, did he catch
like,
a punch or was he owning him the whole time?
He got fucking leveled in the third round, and then he gets up after getting like pretty.
He's
like,
got that
not,
Lad head though.
He's got
dude.
The Lad chin, dude. The chin of a Lad is like. Nate Diaz has it where you literally have to kill them.
Yeah, dude. It's like a stone sculpture.
It's like it's like they're boxing. Like Mexican boxing is like take one to give two.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
man.
You come in expecting to get fucking popped.
Yeah, you got that fucking Eastern Iron on the head, dude. You can take fucking. Eastern Iron. They got hard ass fucking heads. I would not want to bump heads with a Lad.
Ruiz has like fat tits, dude. This guy rules.
I saw the picture of him. Damn, I can't wait to catch that. It's going to be awesome.
It is really fun to watch, dude. The Destroyer.
God damn. Dude, that guy's fucking ripped.
Whoa.
The guy he fought? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The guy he
God.
Fought was supposed to be the hit. Like, they were going to have him fight Deontay Wilder, who's also a...
That was a guy who tried to fight...
Ruiz with the suck in on the way in, dude.
Oh, my so God, sick. Dude. Deontay Wilder was a guy who wanted to fight the...
Who did fight that guy.
Oh,
Charlie Z?
Charlie Z.
He went and beat up Charlie Z. Charlie Z ran away and was like, I still won.
He did win.
And I was making fun of Deontay Wilder for... Because then he fought Tyson Fury, who's a retarded British guy.
Fuck.
Deontay Wilder's 0-2 versus retarded guys.
Really?
Charlie Z got him. Charlie Z tagged him.
You think Wilder hit a couple gravity bongs?
Wilder ran into yeah, dude. He's gotten that Gerby's tip, dude. He's definitely afraid of retarded people.
He fought back, dude.
Not afraid of retarded people.
Bro, look at that guy. How
that's,
great is
that's
that?
That's fucking
How great
awesome,
is that?
Man.
The king
I'm going to go home
dude.
And I'm going to watch that fight.
Joshua quits. He doesn't get knocked
you know
out.
Hard,
he,
you know how hard it is? That fucking fat guy. Fat guys that can like punch you?
He goes to his own corner and stands there. And, like, he gets up after a knockdown and stands in his corner with, like, his arms on the rope. And the ref's like, you can't do that. Like, come on, this isn't a rest. Like, get up. And Joshua just stands there, like, looks at his own corner. And the ref waves it. And he's like, what? How could you do that?
Stop,
you just screwed
dude.
Me. And it's like, you quit,
dude,
bro.
Right, so if you have right. someone with a fat arm punching you, they swing their arm. And then all that arm fat's just cocking
hit
back.
Twice, dude.
And then you hit and the arm fat goes and sends it through you.
This is an aftershock.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an earthquake.
It's like
dude.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, it's a fat earthquake.
Ooh.
The
he was getting seismic activity, dude, hitting his head. He was like, fuck this.
That was Lad activity, dude. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
So fun to watch. Watching a good Lad win.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Nate Diaz has a fight coming up.
Who?
Can't wait.
Who's
he's
fighting
Pettis. It's going to be a good fucking, I don't know, some other Lad.
What?
Yeah, Lad on Lad violence, dude.
Shit, dude. It's...
I told you I listened to that Nate Diaz, Tony Hinchcliffe interview.
No,
he did Tony Hinchcliffe's podcast. You have to listen to it.
It's
gotta
be so fucking funny.
Yeah, the Nate Diaz stories are just so good.
He's getting paid off his CBD endorsement now.
Yeah, he's the king.
That company's getting bought or something.
Yeah, he just posted that yesterday on his Instagram story.
That's fucking tight.
I'm a big Nate Diaz guy.
I'm stoked on that.
But he does this interview with Hinchcliffe, and he tells a story about doing the Ultimate Fighter. It's... so great.
That's gotta be hilarious.
He's like, I just was gonna do it to get like my medicals because it's like all free. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm not gonna go to some house. And because his older brother Nick Diaz was like, he's like, we watched it together. We made fun of these fucking guys. Like, fuck these guys.
Oh, that's so.
He's
funny.
Like, then I got there and I was like, fuck it. I'll just tap all these fucking dudes at training and then I'll fucking dip out. So then he's like, and then I went through and fucking tapped all those motherfuckers, and I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And then they named our first opponent, so I was like, I gotta stay and fight him. I don't want them to think I, like, fucking ducked, dude. Like, fuck that.
Right.
So then he goes and beats the first guy, and they named the next opponent. He just had to keep staying. And then he won.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
And the best part is he's like, after training and, like, dinner, everybody just go home and go to sleep. And I'm like, fuck that. Like, 10 p.m., like, that's when the homeboys come through. Like, I'll crack open a beer and chill. And the cameraman had to stay awake with me. So he would stay up till like 5 by himself drinking on the couch. The cameraman just
Did the homeboys ever come through?
The homeboys did not come through the house.
All he could do was assemble homies figurines around him.
He just sit around and be like, yeah, I thought the homies come over. Like around 10, that's when
Is that what homies figurines are for? The homies don't come through?
Homies don't come through. You set them up and light candles. You light Jesus candles. The saints. You pray to the saints for your homies. Yeah, the Nate Diaz is, I mean, just showing
he's fantastic.
Showing
dude.
Up to the Ultimate Fighter, the house, and just being like, I'll just fuck all these guys up.
Yeah.
And then leave.
Like, I gotta stay. This is bullshit.
And then he's like, and they take your phone. So like, he didn't have his phone, so he couldn't leave. Oh, he like didn't know how to leave.
That's so funny.
He just stuck there until he won, and then he got to go home.
That's hilarious. Fuck.
Yeah, baby.
That's what's up. Gerbs.
Gerbs, dog.
I would have no idea what to say in a room of those brothers.
Ultimate Fighters or the Diaz brothers?
Yeah. I'll just talk Diaz shit. Like, I'll fuck you guys. You just have to talk shit to them right away.
If you talk shit, they'll have
to
fight you.
They'll play like uncle on you. You just have to call mercy on them.
Oh, my God.
If you're like, you fucking play, I'll kick your fucking ass. They would just laugh at you. They'd be like, all right, dude. Yeah. And then they'd hit you with one quick move and you'd go, all right, uncle.
Oh my god, if they hit you with just a dead arm or a
big
T.O., you'd
have to
cry. You'd have to hide crying. If you got a dead arm,
you get a contusion. If he hit you, you'd have like a bone bruise. That would suck.
Oh, it would be so bad like to pretend not to be crying around them.
You'd basically just be like 9 again and have your older cousin hit you.
Oh.
Did you ever get hit by an older male cousin who's like 9 years older than
My
you?
Fucking
and you're just like
thick ass sister used to wail. Yeah, or-